Welcome everyone listening to the new episode of Cisco CX EMEA Unplugged. So we are here today delivering a podcast which I'm really excited about. It's basically looking at life through a black lens. I am Yasmin Chowdhury. I am an apprentice manager in the UK apprenticeship program within CX. And the culture series is really about drawing out and celebrating the diverse cultures that make our program so unique. And Life Through a Black Lens today is about understanding Black culture, the different types of culture, in celebration of Black History Month. And I'm delighted to introduce two apprentices that are going to be supporting us today, Jordan Miller and Princess Sebastio. Hello and welcome.
Hey everybody, my name is Princess Sebastian. As Yaz has just mentioned, I am a second year degree apprentice at Cisco, and my current rotation is in the apprenticeship management team. And I'm specifically specializing in attraction, so attracting more BAME candidates and candidates from other diversity pools, for example, females and socioeconomic backgrounds.
Hello, I'm Jordan. Thanks for having me. I'm a technical solutions architect, second year apprentice, and I work within the SD-WAN team to help customers realize the benefit of adopting new technology.
Great. Thank you, Princess. Thank you, Jordan. So I guess getting right into it, I think being proud Black apprentices and citizens, I guess, means very different things to different people. And we're quite interested to know about your backgrounds, your culture. What does being Black mean for you? And please share a little bit about your background and your heritage.
Yeah, sure. So for me, being black means loving the skin that I'm in. So I am African. I'm from Angola. That's in the south of Africa. My main language is Portuguese, so I can speak a little bit of Portuguese. We love celebration and festivities. We're always partying, always in a jolly mood and always happy. And we just make the best out of bad situations. We also do love the celebration of wearing our African clothing. So in Portuguese, it's called Pano, and it's just kind of like rich materials and different textiles. And we usually wear it for things like weddings or celebrations. And we also use it when people have children. So to put the child on your back, you kind of wrap the material around you. And that way you can kind of get on with your day-to-day activities and have like your child next to you. Our local like delicacies, we like to have a lot of peanut in a lot of our meals. So we call peanut jingoba, and it would even be in like the sauce that we make with like our chicken, or we'll just have it as a snack on the side. And another tradition that we do as well is that before marriage, your engagement phase, we call it pedido, and that's a process of you being traditionally married. So kind of once you've done that stage, you are kind of basically married, and then we have like the white garment where you wear the white dress and officially get married. But it's just two stages to it. That's kind of a bit about Angola.
Thank you, Princess. I didn't know you could speak Portuguese. Can you say hello in Portuguese?
Hola, tudo bem?
Can you say you are the best manager I've ever had in Portuguese?
I'll
We'll
work on it
work on
for you,
that
yes. I'll work on that one.
one. Brilliant. Thank you, Princess. And just a quick question for me. So the two parts of marriage in Angola, does that mean you get two wedding presents?
Yeah, basically. And that's also, it's where you kind of present yourself to like your partner's family, and like you have to pay your like bride price, so pay like the parents for you and everything. So that's where all of the custom and traditions take place before the official like wedding starts.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, Princess. Jordan.
Yes, so I'm from the Caribbean in Jamaica, and our main language is English, but as you may be aware, we put our own spin on it. So if you hear a Jamaican speaking, you'll probably be able to pick it up quite easily. In terms of our heritage and tradition, we often eat traditional food. So our national dish is ackee and saltfish, but I'm sure a dish like jerk chicken is much more popular around the world. And we usually cook with a lot of spices to add some pop or bang to our food. So our food is really a big part of our culture. And in terms of me personally, I do consume quite a lot of it throughout the week and mainly on the weekends to help celebrate my culture. Religion is also quite a big part of our culture. So Jamaica's a predominantly Christian country, but there are other religions there as well. So me personally, I'm Christian, and what we do is often go to church on a Sunday, usually as a full family. That's part of the culture. And yeah, really trying to be a good Christian and spread the word. And a link to that is our music. So we have reggae music, which again is quite distinct, and it pretty much gets everyone's hips swinging at some point. But we also have gospel reggae, which again ties back into that religion element and adds that Caribbean spin on it. So listening to gospel reggae is also quite a nice part of our culture.
Amazing. Thank you, Jordan. And yeah, using spices in your food for bang or pop, as you said it, is something. So there's a saying in my family that if it doesn't make your nose run, it's not worth eating. So I can definitely resonate with that.
Yeah.
Cool. So the both of you, we talked about it at the start, but October is obviously Black History Month. Why is it so important that we celebrate Black History Month, and how can each of us get involved? And I don't just mean how do Black people and communities get involved, but what can non-Black communities do to get involved in Black History Month?
Yeah, so I've recently kind of published a blog on LinkedIn about this, but I was going to say that to me, kind of Black History Month is embracing everyone's cultures and looking at the different traditions and customs. As like me and Jordan are discussing, we're both Black, but we come from very different cultures. So he's more of a Caribbean side and I'm more of an African side. So it's kind of just embracing them all together, rejoicing, celebrating, but also remembering people sacrifice themselves for us in a way. And a piece of advice that I would give is to have uncomfortable conversations with your peers about, you know, racism and discrimination, and also just learn about history. So obviously we're from the UK, we all know a lot about the Black history in the US, so it's kind of learning about the Black British history as well, what's going on in the UK and just the different paths and life people have taken.
Thank you, Princess. It all starts with knowing and understanding, doesn't it? Really good advice. Mm-hmm. Jordan?
Yeah, thank you. So Black history to me is really important because it allows us to remind the older generation and educate the younger generation about the journey that Black people have been on, that we aren't just here today because of magic, that we've started off somewhere and it took struggle and perseverance and community effort to get to where we are, and that's important to recognize. In terms of how it can be celebrated, quite an easy one, just educate yourself on some Black history. So read up, go to a museum, look at an exhibit, and just really educate yourself about the history. Another thing you could do is support a Black business. So either that be a financial donation or just buying things from a Black business. Or you could just try one of their traditions. So whether that be trying out some new clothes or tasting a new recipe, trying a new dance, whatever it is, just really trying to immerse yourself in their culture would be quite nice.
Great advice. And I think, you know, thinking about it, we shouldn't have to wait until Black History Month to do any of those things. I think as just sheer basic humans living in a very multicultural, diverse society in the UK, we should be doing those things all year round, actually, to understand what makes up the United Kingdom. So some really good advice there. Staying on the topic of inclusion and diversity and understanding and being able to celebrate your culture, you guys have been at Cisco now for 14 months, I'd say, 15 months. We obviously at Cisco pride ourselves on being a company where you can literally bring your whole self to work. So I just want to know from the both of you, how have you both felt as young Black professionals coming into Cisco? What has really shaped and made that experience where you feel you can bring your whole self to work?
At first, you know, you're kind of intimidated because you're kind of young, you're early in your career, you're just scared of everyone. But Everyone is very welcoming. Everyone kind of guides you on your journey. Even during the opening evening, when Josh delivers the presentation and he just says, kind of be you, be yourself. That's why I kind of knew I wanted to join a company like this. And then since then, joining the Connected Black Professionals community, I'm able to connect with people like me, seek advice from them, participate in like a lot of events that they're doing and any extracurriculars. And it's just kind of been a really good journey for me so far.
It's great. Princess, what's Connected Black Professionals?
So it's a group where all of the black employees of Cisco, so we have a global one, then we have a UK one, they kind of just all come together in a chat and we kind of meet every fortnightly and we have events. So obviously right now Black History Month, there's been loads of events that's going on. We've got story time to kids, we've had soca dancing, we've got Black History lessons. So just kind of a community of black professionals coming together, sharing their experiences and stories and kind of giving each other other opportunities as well within the company.
Jordan?
Yeah, so when you do come in, it might feel a little intimidating because there's not an overwhelming quantity of people that look like you. But once you get in and you get a chance to experience it, it's something like nowhere else, really. The inclusion, the acceptance is just brilliant. And there's so many communities and organizations willing to reach out and help you and make you feel at home. So things like Connected Black Professionals, Connected Black Apprentices as well, just for apprentices. So again, that sense of feeling at home with people that are just like you. And even the other day, it was just yesterday, actually, the Connected Black Professionals organization hosted a Black History Month call, and quite a few people turned out to that. So it just gives you a sense that Black history is not silenced in Cisco and it's really supported and champion. So that's quite nice to see how Cisco makes a good stride in that direction.
Cisco couldn't achieve any of that without people and apprentices and employees like you who are so open and embracing and wanting to teach people. So I think we thank you as well for that attitude and that mindset that you have that makes it all the more kind of easier to integrate and celebrate with each other. So my final question to you both is, what is the one piece of advice that you might give, or one thing that you'd like to leave as maybe a message with the audience listening to this? And it could be a future Black apprentice that may be wanting to join Cisco, or a non-Black apprentice wanting to join Cisco. What is that one thing you'd leave with them?
I would say continue to aim high, set your goals as high as you can. And know that if you come into Cisco, it's the perfect platform to get the boost you need in the right direction to help you in your career.
And I would say be true to you, get involved in different activities, and don't be afraid to kind of ask for help, because everyone's here to help you. Everyone's kind of experienced what you've experienced. So don't be afraid to seek help from someone.
Great advice. Thank you both. And I think a final note from me and on the program is to those that are listening to this, that are considering or curious about learning more about Cisco, if you want to join an organization that is using technology to make a difference in the world, to communities, to governments, to countries, and you want to be here and find out what your place or your role in that may be, come and join us. Come and have a conversation with us at least to find out what that could look like for you, and come and do it being yourself and your true self. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. And we look forward to seeing you on the next one on Cisco CX EMEA Unplugged.